The Russian Healthcare Week is sponsored by the country's government to showcase Russian and international medical development. 8 major industry forums are taking place concurrently as part of the week-long event. This year, a Chinese pavilion has been set up at the Moscow Fairs to demonstrate the achievements of many traditional Chinese pharmaceutical companies from China. Li Hui, the Chinese ambassador to Russia, says China's traditional medicine has grown beyond a medical practice into an established component of China-Russia relations.
Currently, many Chinese medicine clinics and medical centers have been established in Moscow and St. Petersburg. This event will further promote Chinese traditional medicine among the Russian public. It has already become an important part of the people-to-people exchanges between China and Russia.
A forum focusing on the world's traditional and holistic medical practices has been held in Moscow as part of the Russian Healthcare Week. Sergei Kolashnikov, chair of the forum, has called for further international cooperation in traditional medicine.
Traditional medicine has been effective in many areas, such as the treatment of chronic illnesses, preventative healthcare, and diet management. Our goal is to find a common ground between Russian traditional medicine practices and Eastern medicine.
According to the World Health Organization, Chinese medicine has been legally recognized in 29 countries and regions around the world, including Australia, Canada, and Singapore. 18 countries and regions have also included Chinese traditional medical treatment in their health insurance coverage plans. Wang Xiaopin, an official with the State Administration of Traditional Chinese Medicine of China, says the country's holistic medical practice has had a far-reaching influence on global medical development.
As of today, Chinese medicine is available in 183 countries and regions in the world. 86 cooperation agreements in this area have been signed between Chinese and foreign governments and organizations. 10 official Chinese medical centers have been established outside China. A number of medical cooperation centers have also been built as part of the One Belt and One Road initiative.
The Chinese Pavilion at the Russian Healthcare Week has also hosted events to showcase some of traditional Chinese medical practices to the visitors, including pulse reading, acupuncture, and the Chinese tea culture. An association of Chinese and Russian physicians in traditional medicine is also expected to be launched during the week-long event, which will run until Friday. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.